Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. We continued in our series Alive, where we're talking about how Jesus makes everything new or makes us new. Coming from chapter 2, verse 5, where it talks about how we were once dead in our trespasses and sins, but now made alive in Christ Jesus. He continues on, Paul the writer here, to the people of Ephesus, and really to the New Testament believers in the area. And he says this in chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. It says this, "Therefore remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world." It's interesting that when you think about Paul and how Paul was the keenly aware of the hostility between the early Christians and the Jews. Paul was raised as a Jew, and he was raised very religiously, and he worked his way up as a Pharisee and really wanted to exterminate Christians. If you remember from the book of Acts, where he was the one who was there when Stephen, the first martyr, was killed, and he was approving of it. Why? Because the Jews believed that they were the chosen people of God, and they had all of these rules they had to keep. And how dare these Gentile pagans worship other gods and don't keep up any of the rules, right? So in a lot of ways, the Jews looked down on Gentiles. In fact, they had rules that no Gentile could enter into the temple. That they, if they were to do that, they were to do that at their own risk. They could be killed if they were found out. On top of that, they saw themselves as superior to the Gentiles because of all of the laws that they kept. So they were, in essence, they were better than the Gentiles. That's the way they looked at it. So when Christ comes into the picture and died and rose again, and now these Jews are becoming Christians, a lot of that stuck around. I was listening to one theologian discuss that from the time that Christ rose from the dead until the first time Peter started to share the gospel with a Gentile might have been as much as 10 years. Can you imagine the church operating like that? That the Jews who had become Christians were still living that same lifestyle of rules trying to keep up with the laws of God. And then these Gentile believers become Christian. Imagine the tension that was taking place. All of that is a picture of the tension that happens within our own hearts because of sin. So when he says, "Therefore, remember that one time you Gentiles in flesh, you guys who were looked down upon, you were considered the uncircumcision by the circumcision." That means the Jewish people who had circumcision was a physical sign of their heritage in God. You were separated. He's saying that you were separated. You were alienated. You had no connection to God. Israel, of course, had the connection to God. God chose them, and they had the patriarchs, and they had the law and the prophets. But Gentiles were completely separated. And what he's saying is, I want you to remember that. Don't forget from where you've come. And the passage is going to go on and talk about how that Christ literally heals that hostility. And there's no longer Jew and Gentile, that there's now one person. God made them into something new, that the believer becomes part of the body of Christ. I love that. And I think it's just a reminder to us to remember that there was a time when we would have had no shot with God. We were completely separated from him. And yet because of Christ, he brings us into the family. We really needed to be made new. I think for some people, they think, man, I'm a pretty good person. I don't need to be made new. But that's just not the truth. There was a time that we were completely separated. That hostility that was happening was in our own hearts towards God. That we were as separated from God as the Jews were from the Gentiles. It was all a picture. And Christ makes us new that we could be made close to God. And we have that now in Christ. Wherever you're at, take a second to thank God for what he's done for you in Christ. And remember that he has made a way for you to be made new in Christ. Thank you. Now, Father, I just want to thank you for sending your son to die on a cross and writing this as a reminder that we should never take for granted your blood, which was shed in order to make us new and to make us right with God, to bring us near. Thank you, God, so much for who you are and what you've done. It's your precious son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast today. Till next time, God bless.